and our windows and everything else. Tonight, I want us to consider the miracle of the messengers as we look at this familiar passage in Luke chapter 2. In this passage, we see some ordinary, hardworking folks receive an amazing and perplexing message. Good news. They believe what they hear. They go and see the truth for themselves before heading on their way as messengers to the world. And tonight, I want to encourage all of us to hear the good news, to believe it, and to go and to share it with a world that needs good news. Not news of some fat guy in a red suit, but news of a babe born in a manger, the Savior of the world. The key players in the text before us are some shepherds, and they are told the good news. They're told good news. We're introduced to them in verse 8, and we discover that they're hard at work looking after their sheep. It said that they were there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. These men were engaged in the business of life. They were doing what they felt they needed to do in order to provide for their families and for themselves. And many of us, I'm sure, can identify with that. And that's part of the miracle of the messengers. God reveals himself to ordinary, hard-working people. These men are shepherds. It wasn't the most sought-after job in all of the world. They didn't need to go to university to get a degree to become a shepherd. It was very much a job for probably the uneducated, the unskilled. And it wasn't the best paid job in the world either. Think of their duties. It was a bit monotonous, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you say? Long hours watching sheep, keeping them safe from harm. They led their flocks to fresh pasture. They led their flocks to streams of water. They basically fed and watered some animals. They also protected them a little bit from harm. They kept an eye to make sure they didn't wander off and get lost or get caught in bushes or gullies. They watched that no wild animals, wolves for instance, got near them. And they did that day in and day out, night after lonely night on the hillside. And that could describe most of us as well. Many of us are just like that. We work, we live our lives, and day blends into day. We carry out various duties and spend the bulk of our time working, and we give little thought about what awaits us after this life is over. And God chose those shepherds. He chose those shepherds because he wanted to show that his love and his grace is available to every person, that he's no respecter of people. He does not show more respect to kings than he does for those who are on the minimum wage, or indeed those that are on their zero-hour contracts. As these folks are minding their own business, doing their jobs, God breaks into their lives with a message that will change their lives forever. And that message still has the power to change our lives today if we will let it. In verse 10, and the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The shepherds receive an invitation from heaven to go and to meet a Savior. And the Jewish people had been hoping for and looking for a Savior for such a long time. They had received word through the prophets of old that the Messiah was coming, but they had waited long and hard as the years passed by. But now it was here. Why a Savior? Well, the Bible would tell us that that people had wandered from God, they had ignored God, they had forgotten his word, they had lusted after their own selfish desires and pleasures. In simple terms, they had sinned against God in thought, in word, and in their actions. And sin separates from God, and there's no way for us humanly to get ourselves right with God again, and God knew that. He knew that sin had imprisoned us, and Jesus came to break the chains of sin and to set us free. That is the great news. Jesus came to take our punishment and to die in our place. He is the Savior of the world. The one the angel told Joseph would save his people from their sins. This is the best news ever. And these shepherds, ordinary, hard-working folk, people who did the same job day in and day out like many of us do, they got the news. This announcement wasn't made to the mass crowds. It was made to a few ordinary folks working nearby. In our day, the birth of a baby is posted on Facebook, it's tweeted, it's Snapchatted, photos are shared on Instagram. And that's me just trying to show off that I know some of this modern technology that's out there. Good news is shared by telephone and email, newspaper, television, the internet. Back then, it was all word of mouth. And so, friend, tonight, I've told you about the good news by word of mouth as well. A Savior has come. We were lost in our sin, and Jesus came as a babe in the manger to grow, to offer his life as a living sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Will you hear the good news tonight? These shepherds were told the good news, and then we discover that they trust the good news. It's decision time. It's not enough for them to hear the good news. They've got to decide to do something with it. And after a whole host of angels appear and sing praise to God, the shepherds are left on their own. What will they do? What will they do? Will they chalk it all up to a strange dream? Will they ignore the message and carry on with their mundane, boring life as normal? Or will they go? And will they see this strange sight that they have been taught and told all about? After all, a Savior, a newborn king being laid to sleep in a manger would seem to be a contradiction in terms for them. Verse 15 gives us the answer straight. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And then it says they didn't just dilly-dally on their way like we might stroll along. It says, so they hurried off, excited to go and to see. They could have done any number of things, but they chose to believe and to act on that belief. They had faith to go and to explore and to see for themselves, and their lives were changed forever in that moment. How they responded to that message altered the course of their lives and their eternities. They believed what they heard. They trusted God and took him at his word. And friend, tonight that choice lies before each one of us as well. I cannot make it for you, but I can point you in the right direction and urge you to it. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. It needs to be a personal decision. Will you trust the good news? We hear so much news today that we become immune to it. We turn a deaf ear to good news and we carry on struggling through life as we are. We don't like to change, so we stay as we are. Listen, it's time tonight to be brave and to be different. It's time this Christmas to not simply be told the good news, but to respond in faith by trusting it and trusting in the one who is the good news. And then lastly, as we see the miracle of the messengers tonight, notice that these ordinary, hardworking folks not only heard and believed, but they went on to share it as well. They're told the good news, they trust the good news, and now they transmit the good news as well. Verse 17 says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. The shepherds met Jesus. They were saved and they were changed forever. They went back to their sheep. As they went, they told everyone what they had heard, what they had seen, and what the Lord had done for them. They had an experience and they shared it with everybody. Mary too, the mother of Jesus, was delighted to hear the news. She was experiencing one miracle after another in her life at that moment, from being visited by an angel to giving birth to the Son of God, to these first visitors with their great news. And it says that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She was still taking in everything that was going on. By the way, the shepherds returned to their flocks, resumed their lives. But these men had a new language, a new song, a new purpose, and a new way of living. They were altered forever because of that one encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 20 that they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And friend, that should be true of us as well. Once you're touched by good news, you instantly want to share it with others, and that ought to be especially true when we come in faith to trust in Jesus and to follow after him. We want to tell others. We want to transmit the good news in any way we can. And so my encouragement for you and for me this night and on into tomorrow and beyond is to share the joy you have. We have the most amazing news ever. Why on earth would we want to keep it to ourselves? Friend, tonight we have thought on the miracle of the messengers. God comes to ordinary people like you and like me, and he shares his gift of love. He longs for us to trust him and to tell others about his love as well. This Christmas, will you experience the miracle of Christmas by coming to put your trust in Christ? And having done that, will you then become a messenger as well as you go and tell others at home, at school, at uni, at work, wherever you will be, all about him? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your great and your amazing love. We thank you for your wonderful gift.